This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. After Superstorm Sandy, more than a million homes and businesses serviced by the Long Island Power Authority, better known as LIPA, were left without electricity. The lights are now back on for everybody except those whose homes were badly flooded. As Tracy Samuelson tells us, though, LIPA now faces criticism about how it responded to the storm.
There you go. Thank you. Good.
Susan Papademos and her husband Gus usually walk their dog in a park 5 blocks from their house. But now they're here to pick up a warm meal from a temporary Red Cross station.
We lost the whole first floor of our house.
They also lost power for 2 weeks.
You know, we have a two-story house, so we've been living in the cold in the second floor.
Before the electricity was restored, they say they saw a National Grid crew just standing around on their street.
So we said, hey, are we getting power? Well, the story was, you could have gotten power last night. We're waiting for a LIPA to give the okay.
Dr. Matthew Cordero is the chairman of Suffolk County's LIPA Oversight Committee. He says LIPA has a slew of long-known problems, but is also the only public utility in the country that contracts out its day-to-day operations to a for-profit company, National Grid.
The result is a severe problem in communication and coordination between the two entities.
And with customers. A few miles north at a FEMA center, a commercial fisherman named Sean, he didn't want to give me his last name, said a crew on his street told him he'd have to hire an electrician to inspect his home before the power could be restored.
He's like, you got to get an electrician in to prove that you could get the main breaker turned back on.
LIPA and National Grid didn't return my calls or emails. But LIPA says on its website that outside inspections are an option for people who don't want to wait for their crews, but it's not required. Sean hasn't heard anything directly from LIPA. His house is cold, he's got bronchitis, and he's been eating MREs from FEMA. Those are the meals the military gives soldiers at war. Still, he's sympathetic to everything LIPA's dealing with.
It's a disaster, so I don't think anybody was truly prepared for it. I mean, I'm sure they're doing what they can.
Others aren't quite as tolerant. Both the New York governor and state attorney general have launched inquiries into how LIPA and other utilities in the area handled the storm. From Long Island, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.